7 days, still awake. Subtle pain, bitter pills, a heart attack. The summer rain's falling and I can't get up. I've called you but you won't pick up. And I'm so tired, I think my mind needs to rewire. My eyes are open and wide as I fade from color. Cause this is real life.
My P's and Q's, that's incorrect. Cause I always stand for truth, I know the way. Following my high each day, so at night I lay in peace and harmony. I stay humble, I use my P's and Q's, that's incorrect. Cause I always stand for truth, I know the way. Following my high each day, so at night I lay in peace and harmony. At night I lay under the stars. As I lay, like the sun, I feel their rays. They all speak to me about the wonders of my destiny.
All about my destiny.
I've been searching my whole life, seeking truth and what is right. Always consumed by love and light. I find it, then I live it. I've always known who I came to be. I want to love for intensity. Here to shine love.
I use my P's and Q's, that's incorrect. Cause I always stand for truth, I know the way. Following my heart each day, so at night I lay in peace and harmony. I stay humble. I use my P's and Q's, that's incorrect. Cause I always stand for truth, I know the way. Following my heart each day, so at night I lay in peace and harmony.
Each day I wake up with the sun.
When I wake,
and I know inside my heart.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
She salutes into the military bound. Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way. So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Istanbul.
Istanbul. Istanbul. Even old New York
once New Amsterdam.
Why they changed it, I can't say.
You just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizzas, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers Pizza is located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information or to place a takeout order, call 412-362-SPAC. Or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com.
Pouring its light into ashes.
There's nothing can you.
Sometimes history points to you and the crowd says, hey, come on, let's go. And sometimes you gotta break in the back door and make yourself at home. So I wander the halls like a comp on the beat, whistling the stars and stripes a little out of key. I stole the president's shoes.
I'm gonna wake up with a grin upon my face.
About how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Coming up a river, I believe they started in Arkansas. The silver carp below the radar, silver carp above the law. The sturgeon spoke, sturgeon's worried. Ought to see the look on the long-nosed guy. Bullhead, bullfin, buffalo running, seeking asylum at the DNR. The little ones leap, collide with heaven. The big ones are down in the weeds in hell. King carp lies on God's own sandbar, picking off perch like a William Tell. The carp are coming, oh, the carp are coming, oh, the carp are here. The zebra mussel, he's a sly little devil, he'll hide, hit your rod on your old pontoon. But the silver carp, gonna fire up your Evinrude, gone like a gun to Saskatoon. Oh, Fisherman Bob tried to catch him, but Fisherman Bob couldn't get her in the boat. Now Fisherman Bob's at the bottom of the river with a paddlefish pelt for an overcoat. Oh, oh, the carp are coming, oh, the carp are coming, oh, the carp are here.
Coming, oh, the carp are here.
Tune into Couch Dancing Wednesday afternoons on WRCT Pittsburgh. Funky deep psychedelic electronic music and that. Couch Dancing with DJ Firefly Wednesday afternoons, 3 to 5 p.m. only on WRCT Pittsburgh.
This little boy's brain, a small piece of advice that took 22 years in the make, and I will break it for you now. Please learn from my mistakes. Please learn from my mistakes. Let's dance to Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong, but we're so happy, and we're so happy. Take a taxi to the darker side of town. That's where we'll be, and we will wait for you and lead you through the dance floor up to the DJ booth. You know what to ask for, you know what to ask for. Go ask for Joy Division and celebrate the irony. Everything is going wrong, but we're so happy. Let's dance to Joy Division and raise our glass to the ceiling, because this could all go so wrong. For a broken heart, let tear us apart. Let the love tear us apart. I found the cure for a broken heart. Let tear us apart.
He could steal my polio as I worked and I plowed the fields. It was no secret, the whole town knew. He told everyone around his intentions. Poor John Parker was a foolish lad, had no sense at all. Now my polio was a pretty girl, had no pride at all. I spied her locked in Parker's arms outside the village hall. I vowed right then I'd kill them both, heading to the hills and the valleys, to a small port town I'd be island bound, and no one would ever find me. And if some boys won't be back, I'm not going to Forrestal. Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, I'm not going to Forrestal. I'd rather be dead with a bullet in the head than spend my time in Forrestal.
made a gut hook knife from an old sword blade, followed them into town. You should have seen her face as I laid him out to waste on the cold, hot, stony ground. As the light shone down on my blood-soaked hands, the tremble shot right through me. But I stood up, straight stabbed her in the heart, and kissed my love goodbye. I stole the car halfway across the town, and like a bullet, I was gone. A bolt of lightning across the moors, heading into the setting sun. And I was born the seventh child of the seventh son. The black dog hanging over me, for I had no life at all. Fate was catching up with me, my time was running out. The blue lights flashing in my eyes, the coppers are all around me. The Father, the Son and the Holy Ghost together couldn't save me. I lost control, that's all I know, that's all I remember. I woke up cold in a holding cell, my legs shackled together. But I still have my guts at night, hidden in my pocket. And with one swift move, the warning knew to set me free again. And it's so long, boys, I won't be back. I'm not going to fold still. Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. I'm not going to fold still. I'd rather be dead with a bullet in me head. Spend my time in fold still, fold still, fold still.
Radio sounded like in the 1970s? We don't, but Jay Thurber might. Say okay, Gen Xer, and tune in to Radio 9 from 12 to 3 p.m. Saturdays for your mix of oldies Nui's and Snark here on Independent Freeform Radio, 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hi, this is Kenny.
And Amanda Smith from Nashville, Tennessee.
Keep it right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hello, my fellow Americans. I would just like to say now, as an expert on the subject, that WRCT Pittsburgh does not blow. Thank you.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Well, I'm starting today with brand new allegations of even more criminality by the Trump crime family. Call them what you want. This doesn't even have to do with anything allegedly done during the administration. This has to do with the last couple of months. Yesterday, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, during another installment of the January 6th Trump riot committee hearings, announced that Donald Trump has recently attempted to call a forthcoming witness to try to intimidate them, presumably, and that this has been referred to the Department of Justice. If this is true, and did Trump leave a voicemail? We don't know the details yet. We will get to that. If this is true, this is new alleged criminality. So let's go through it. Axios reporting, Liz Cheney says Trump attempted to reach out to January 6th witness. She said yesterday that former President Trump personally called an unidentified January 6th committee witness. Cheney says the committee has referred the matter to the Department of Justice, which has the power to prosecute the former president if it determines he tampered with a congressional witness. Let's take a look at the video. This is absolutely stunning, stunning stuff.
And one more item. After our last hearing, President Trump tried to call a witness in our investigation, a witness you have not yet seen in these hearings. That person declined to answer or respond to President Trump's call and instead alerted their lawyer to the call. Their lawyer alerted us. And this committee has supplied that information to the Department of Justice. Let me say one more time, we will take any effort to influence witness testimony very seriously. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I yield back.
So the question, of course, is did Donald Trump leave a voicemail? Because attempted to call, the target of the call didn't take the call. If you just have a missed call, it could be argued it was someone using Trump's phone. How did you know it was really Trump? How did you know there was going to be an attempt to tamper with the witness? If Trump was dumb enough to leave a voicemail, and we don't know the answer to that, that becomes a very different story. Now, there's been a number of you emailed me and said, is it witness tampering if they never actually speak to the witness? Well, with bribery, attempting a bribe, even if the bribe is rejected, is still a crime. This is sort of less clear, and I looked at different legal opinions on it, and there are many who say it's a crime merely to attempt the tampering. The question is, how can you prove there was an attempt? We just don't know whether there's a voicemail or not. Now, this would be shocking if it weren't so predictable. And it's important to restate that this is also a witness that has not been part of the hearings yet. This is presumably a forthcoming witness. And for Trump to personally call them suggests it's someone very, very close to Trump. Now, speculation is, could it be one of his own kids? In which case, well, we probably... I mean, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't speak to his kids very often, but maybe he does. Jason Campbell on Twitter called the waning weeks of the Trump administration a shockingly incompetent empire of criminality. And if indeed the allegation here is true that Trump personally called to try to tamper with the witness, and by tamper, we mean influence the testimony of. That's really what we're talking about, the sort of mob boss tactics of, listen, I know that you're going to do the right thing and remain loyal because you're just that type of person, right? These are the mafia tactics.